Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. We asked numerous kashas on the Yisr of Lo Sanasu. It's also to test Hashem, and now we're going to get to the Mahalach based on the Torah made of Rabbeinu Ogon HaGold over the Yitzhak Man Zitzal. So it would appear as follows. Again, we had lots of kashas in the previous shiur, so now we need a Mahalach to start making sense of this sugya. So the Rasag relates to the story of Gidon that we talked about in the previous shiur, where he tested Hashem if the fleece is dry and the floor has dew, or vice versa, then I'll know that I'm going to be successful in this war. So he says that says the Rasag, the proofs in the mice of Gidon, that the Isser is only if one is testing the capacity of Hashem. But if one is testing oneself to see that if he has a maila etzel Hashem, that Hashem is going to give him schar on doing a mitzvah, then there's no Isser. If he's testing Hashem to see that, not that Hashem has the capacity, not that Hashem has the echolas, that you're not allowed to do, but one is allowed to test oneself, if he has a maila by Hashem, if he's going to give him schar on mitzvahs, there's no Isser. Now, the Rishonim don't say like that. It's a chiddush, but l'chora, haray came of work on b'psukim. Shalanemra klan klal, asiyas mitzvah el rak, lo tinasu as Hashem. It doesn't say like the Rishonim say that the Isser is doing a mitzvah, and seeing if God's going to reward you. That's how we saw that mitzvah defined by the Rishonim. You do a mitzvah and you test God, see if He's going to reward you. It's not what the pasuk says. The pasuk just says, Lo tinasu es Hashem, dehainu es yechol es Hashem, umehechi teisi mashmos mikra shekavanei al asiyas mitzvah, shemenasu mikabel ale aschar. Mehechi teisi, that we're talking about doing a mitzvah to see if you're going to be mikabel schar in the mitzvah. Because l'chora, if that's what you're doing, you're not testing God, you're testing yourself. And that should be okay. The issur in the pasuk is to test God. So it would appear the explanation is as follows, that an isayin is only bedavr shetzarech liyos, something that's supposed to be, and one is testing to see if it will be. But if there's no reason that this should be, there's no shame nisayon if it's going to be or not. Because what nisayon is there when there's no reason that it should be? It's not called testing out if you're not assuming it's going to happen. So for this reason, when we went out of the Mitzrayim to the Midbar, that God definitely didn't take us out of Mitzrayim to die in the Midbar. So it's mischayev mitzad ha'otsa, the very fact that we're leaving should require that there's water. And since this is, it should be, it's necessary, it's expected, so this is an isayon, if it's going to be or not going to be. Avo be'alma, avo tzdam kacha, ein shem nisayon ela ba'osa mitzvah. So, normally, the shem nisayon is only when you do a mitzvah, and then you're expecting a reward. That since HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised schar for mitzvahs, and there has to be schar, so there's a shem nisayon if one tests to see if he's going to be kabel schar. And that's the dimyon, that's the comparison to Asher Nisisim V'Masa. Even though there we're not talking b'chalal about doing a mitzvah, but here also it doesn't say mitzvah in the pasuk. But we need a mitzvah, Zeichitimtzi, as a means that it should be called a nisayon. Otherwise it doesn't have a shame nisayon. V'adin, if you have nisayon mitzad acher, it's also aser. And that's the nisayon that was in Masa. So that's the pshat. The pshat is that you're not allowed to test Hashem when you're expecting a certain result. So, if you do a mitzvah and you're expecting to be rewarded for the mitzvah, so that's an iser. And that can be derived from the story of the water, that the Jewish people went out into the desert and they were expecting to receive water. So now it's like they're testing God. Asher nisisim b'masa, you're testing God to see if He's going to give you water. So therefore it emerges that this really is a test of God. So when it says in the pasuk Lo Sanasu Es Hashem, Ein Achinami, it doesn't say don't test God to see if he is going to reward you for a mitzvah. The pasuk doesn't mention mitzvah. But what the pasuk means is don't test God when it's really a test, when you're expecting a certain result. So there are various hechitimsis. One is that you did a mitzvah and you're expecting a reward. That's one type of instance where you're testing Hashem. And then it's derived from the story of Masa, that we tested Hashem because we went out to the desert. We weren't being rewarded, but we were expecting water. Since we were expecting water, so Mimela, it comes out that we're called testing Hashem. So in the desert there, they were called testing Hashem also, because they were expecting water. So whenever you're expecting something and you see if God's going to give it to you, like you're holding him up to it, you have to give it to me. You have to do your job. So then that's an Isser of Lo Sanasu. So according to this, it would appear, Bedas HaRambam, that the Rambam holds that in general, in mitzvahs, there's no chiyuv of giving a specific schar in this world, and because of that, there's no shame nisayon when one tests Hashem to see if he's going to be mekabel schar. Because who says in this world there's schar? You're not expecting. It's not expected that God's going to give you schar, so it's not like you're testing him. But b'navi k'deish yuchik l'navi hareish din l'avi osel ze. In order to be a good navi, you have to bring a sign. Like the Rambam says in the 10th parak of Yisodei HaTorah. Just on that, the Rambam writes in Halacha there that if the navi was made on you, then you don't need an os. Either you bring an os or another navi can be made on you. So indeed, there's a din osos b'navi, and there's this mitzius regarding the nevuah, but in certain instances when another navi is made, so you don't need the osos. So let's say we're mevakesh an os b'navi. When we ask the navi to bring an os, that's a real nisayon. Because we need osos for nevuah. There are cases where we need osos for nevuah. That's when it comes to a navi. Navi, you're allowed to test. But the Rambam holds that the Yesod HaDin is that about Ninas Hashem, is that one's not allowed to be Menas Hashem if he's going to be an Omofes. And you're not allowed to test Hashem if he's going to do a wonder. And the Hechitimtzi is that you're expecting him to do the wonder. So that's why the Rambam says that if you have a Navi who's already Muchzak Navi, and now you ask for more Osos, he's Muchzak Navi either because another Navi told you he's a Navi, or he already made Osos, so he's already Muchzak Navi, and you ask for more Osos, so that's called testing Hashem. So you're right, he's testing the Navi, but he's really testing Hashem. Because what is the issur of testing Hashem? When you're expecting a certain thing to happen. So by asking the Navi to do extra osos, you're saying, these osos should be coming true. So that's really testing Hashem. And that's the cheft of the Aver when he's menases Hashem, that he should do the necessary osos that are required for nevuah. When he already proved himself as a Navi and you ask him to prove more, so that's called Nisayon Shel Hashem. And that's why the Rambam writes in his Akdama to the Yad that the Yisur is the Nasis of our Hashem. He doesn't mention anything about the Navi. He doesn't mention anything about doing a mitzvah and waiting for Hashem's reward. Because based on what we said, the Yisoda Yisur is to test Hashem. But the only time it's going to be usur is when there's already Dvar Hashem about this. And we have a Hechetimsi, Benavi, Bedinos. When we ask a Navi to give an extra os, or B'Yitzis Mitzrayim, when we ask for water, we were expecting water. It's like testing Hashem. But the Shema Isser is testing Hashem. And the Rambam gives us a Hechetimsi for the Isser. What's the Hechetimsi for the Isser? Asking from a Navi an extra os after he already proved himself. Or like the Pasuk we have, the Rambam brings from the parasha of asking for water in the Midbar. They were expecting water. They didn't think God was taking them out to die. Now we understand Pshat and the Pasuk Kasher, Nisisim v'masa. So just like according to the other Rishonim, the Nisayan was because they were expecting water, because God took them out of Egypt. The Rambam agrees with that. They were expecting water. And therefore it's called the name Manasseh Hashem. Just like you're now to be Manasseh and Navi, you're now to be Manasseh Hashem. Because being Manasseh the Navi is being Manasseh Hashem. The Navi already proved himself. Now you're asking for more, that's too much. So we saw in the previous shiur from the Rishona, from the Smak, Rabbeinu Yonah Shari Tshuva, the Yireim, the Smak, the Tur, that the Yisr is to test Hashem, see if he's going to give you schar for a mitzvah. Because they hold that Be'etzim, the Yisr is to test Hashem. So what would that include? That would include the whole Maisa when they left Egypt, to test Hashem. Why, you're expecting water. So let's see if he's going to give you water. So the Rambam says, in principle, I agree with you. The Yisr is testing Hashem. And what's going to be an expression of that Isser? A Navi. Asking a Navi to do another Os when he already proved himself. So that's testing Hashem because you're expecting it to come true. You're expecting God to do the miracle for the Navi, the sign for the Navi. So there's more to explain in the Rambam, obviously, and a lot more to go in the sugya, but I just wanted to start the derech to get us to the mahalach to answer all the kashas. In the meantime, we have Yisod HaDvarim. Yisod HaDvarim is that the Yisr is Manasseh Hashem. And what's the way you're Manasseh Hashem? Well, according to the Rambam, it's by testing out a Navi, and the Navi already proved himself. Or like we have in the Psukim, testing Hashem to see if he's going to give you water. Because you're assuming that since you left Egypt, he's going to take care of you. That's why the Rambam doesn't mention in the Akdama of the Yad anything about a Navi or a Mitzvah. Because according to the Rambam, so this is Manasseh Hashem. It's testing Hashem. What would be an example of that? That's what the Rambam writes in the Yad with the Navi, asking him for an extra os. Or giving them water when they left Egypt. But the shame Isser is being Manasseh Hashem. That's the way the other Rishonim hold also. They hold that you're not to test Hashem by simply give you schar mitzvahs, because that's something you're expecting. So please God, if we stay tuned and Hashem gives us life and simcha and koach, we will continue next time. Shalom, shalom, sweet.